fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 25th of February, 2007. We're talking about preparedness, and we're visiting with Paul in Pennsylvania. You still there, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You say you were a sapper, as in combat engineer sapper?
Yes, sir, I was. And I have to attest to the fact that what you said about taking care of your equipment definitely stands true. I've been in situations to where... Well, one in particular situation where I found myself not prepared, and I really hated that night because the rain would never stop, but it never happened after that.
Well, there's nothing like experience to be a tough teacher, is there?
That's right, taking a life of hard knocks. Yeah, anyway, well, there's something that I'd like to address if I could.
Go ahead.
There are some people that's retired, but yet they're still physically well, and they can't really afford a lot of the foods and stuff that the market is opening up now for this upcoming tragedies that we're expected to have.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if they're really aware of other ways that they could prepare themselves, like having food dryers to where they could dry fruits and they could dry meats,
right,
which would store for quite a long time.
Absolutely. When you have lack money, you make up for it with expertise.
Right. Military gear, I've noticed here in the past few years, even at the surplus, they used to be dirt cheap 20 years ago.
Right.
Now they're getting pretty expensive.
Relatively, but the quality's still there, and that's what you need to look at is durability and quality.
Right.
But let's talk a little bit about getting food, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back, Paul. Hold on.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February. You still there, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about how people can get some food stashed away and save some money. The least expensive way to buy food, any kind of food, would be dried grains. That's the least expensive food that you can purchase. And the larger quantities you get, you buy, the cheaper it gets. 50-pound bags of dried grains can be had very inexpensively. Now, there's the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, as they call themselves. They have what they call bishop's storehouses in different locations around the country. They're usually within a half-day drive, 4 to 5 hours for most people at the most. And I know the one in St. Louis will allow non-LDS people to come and make purchases of 50-pound bags of various dried grains. And you're looking at, $8 or $9 a bag. I mean, that's cheap, cheap, cheap. And it's high quality food that they grow themselves and they package themselves. And it doesn't get any better than that. Now, once you got it, you need to take it out of that heavy-duty paper sack and store it properly in nitrogen or diatomaceous earth or vacuum packet one way or another so that it'll be safe and secure 20, you know, a year, 2 years, 20 years in the future when you need it. But that's the way to do it on the cheap.
Yeah, I never heard about diatomaceous earth. Nitrogen. Is there a way that people could use the nitrogen and nitrogen packet themselves? Or
oh, absolutely. I've done it. I've done it in 5 gallon buckets. I've done it in 55 gallon drums. You know, if you're using 55 gallon drums, it has to have a food grade liner. And you have to know what was in there. If you don't know absolutely what was in that steel drum, do not use it.
Okay.
If it is clean. You can also use a food grade plastic liner for that drum. Be sure it's food grade. Don't get a 55 gallon trash bag drum liner because that will put fumes there you don't want with your food.
Right.
Granger is a huge catalog warehouse operation for industrial users. Granger does carry these food grade 55 gallon drum liners, and you can purchase your nitrogen from a industrial supply house. You need a regulator, a rubber hose, and a copper tube about 3 feet long or so to get down in that grain and displace the oxygen with nitrogen.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. Now, unless you have a barrel dolly, moving a 55-gallon drum full of grain is going to weigh about 350, 375 pounds.
Right.
I can lean one back and roll it on the lip, but it's a lot easier and safer to have a drum dolly if you're going to move around barrels that weigh 350 pounds.
Right.
You lose control of that, and you're going to have some smashed toes and smashed fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's nothing new for me. You probably knew that already. Plenty of bridge and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's another thing. There's a question that usually comes up when you talk in circles with certain people that's like-minded, like ourselves, that's
right.
Trying to prepare for this. Some of them are really scared of who they could really talk with about that. And the reason for that is because if they start storing away for themselves, they might have a neighbor down the road that thinks it's a bunch of bull and not worry about it until something would happen. Then those are the ones you have to worry about coming knocking on your door because you told them about it and you already exposed yourself of what you're playing for.
Paul, even if you don't tell them, several days or several weeks into a long-term crisis, it'll be pretty clear that your belt isn't getting any tighter and theirs is. Under a severe crisis, neighbors will start visiting with each other and communicating in ways they never did before because your entire world's going to be within walking distance of you.
Right.
That will become your entire world. It will become clear very quickly that you're not hurting for nourishment, even if you haven't told them a thing.
Right, right.
So that should not be an issue because that's going to become very crystal clear unless you become a hermit and cut yourself off. And who can live like that?
Yes, you're absolutely right there. Now, there's been some talk, and I don't know if there's too much credence to this or not, bicycles. Okay, I know bicycles are good for, you know, your health and so forth, but is there any bicycles that that's on the market that's fairly cheap, but yet it's fairly maintenance-free?
Well,
that if you ever would need to use it, that you could rely on it?
Right. Well, mountain bikes is what we're talking about here, and mountain bikes can be had for about $100, give or take a few bucks at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Or you can get custom built ones that range in the $2,000 to $3,000 range, which aren't necessarily going to be all that much more reliable. In high end bicycles, what you're paying for is weight reductions mostly. In the range of, I would say, $300 to $500, you'll be getting good, excellent quality equipment. But what you need to look at is tires. Tires are the vulnerable thing on any bicycle. The military started experimenting with bicycles in the 19th century, and there was an experiment where a small troop of soldiers went from Montana to St. Louis on bicycles, and the roads were very primitive. It took them, a better part of 2 to 3 months, I think. But anyway, there's neoprene inserts you can get for your bicycle, and then there's various goo-type substances to put inside the tubes to make them more resilient to damage. But these neoprene inserts will allow you to drive on basically flat tires if you need to. So get a good supply of tires and inner tubes, neoprene inserts, the goo, and make sure you know how to change out your tires, because that's
A self-repairing tire, then, if you get a small hole in it or something?
Yeah, with that goo stuff, right. Right,
okay. Now, there's another thing, too. I live in the woods. If we have to, we could hunt. But say, for instance, we actually had a nuclear blast and we're worried about fallout. Is there anything that if anybody else was in the situation, like there's a lot of people that's going to be, what about the animals that they would use for food?
Well, with them in a nuclear situation?
Right, exposure.
One of the things that FEMA, well, I shouldn't even mention FEMA, because FEMA's eliminated all the nuclear war stuff from their catalog. I managed to get a good stock in back in the late 80s, early 90s of FEMA publications for nuclear war. But unless something's changed, they've eliminated, and I haven't got a FEMA catalog now for a couple of years. But they had eliminated all those older publications having to do with radiation. You're going to have to go to another a private vendor selling books. Some place like Delta Press would be a good place to get publications related to nuclear survival. And it's going to vary. I think poultry, I believe, if my memory is correct, poultry is some of the most resistant mammals to radiation. Fish should do pretty good because they're naturally protected by being underwater.
Right.
So poultry and fish would be two things to look at.
Okay. Despite of this bird flu, that poultry would still be a good choice then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Now, I have another question. Would it be really wise, and I know I've been checking on prices of chemical protective masks. You could get them as little as $39 now. They were by the Israel, they were owned by the Israeli Defense, $39. I think some people have to be aware that if they get them, that they should have the ones that's for the NATO. It has the NATO threads on the filters.
Right, you're absolutely right.
I don't think, people like yourself and I, we would be aware of that. But some people, from what I understand, have been buying them, and then they're a little bit upset because they got filters. They bought extra filters that they don't fit.
Right. Well,
and I believe there's an adapter on the market also.
Well, there may be, and anytime you start screwing around putting non-standard things on something that's life critical like that, you're really taking a risk. When it comes to protective masks, I think you're better off letting the military stuff go, quite frankly, and getting into the private sector. The ones issued for police for use in a biological hazard, you're looking at about $200 for a good quality one. It's not real high end, but it serves a purpose and is safe, and you know you can get good quality filters that will fit, and that's not optional. You need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Do you really think that there would be a need for someone to consider chemical, biological masks or suits?
Hold on. We need to talk about this just a bit after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these power pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February. You still there, Paul? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about chemical biological warfare. Generals use chemical munitions as what we call area denial. Area denial, so that they can deny the enemy the use of an area. Airport, for example. You don't want to blow up the airport because you want to use it for your own purposes. So if you use poison gas, you can keep your enemy out of there and keep it intact and useful for later use. Chemical munitions are difficult to use. If the wind blows, they go away very quickly. Biological munitions also are problematic. Frequently, sunshine is all it takes to kill the biological munitions, although the Russians, I have to admit, have come a long way. The best book on the topic is Biohazard by Ken Alabek. Alabek was at the top levels of the Russian biological weapons program for years and was highly decorated by the Russians before he defected. The average American would need that kind of protection if they live and or work in a major metropolitan area. Those are the places most likely to be targets for chemical and biological weapons. I've been an advisor for several men. One of these guys worked in the Sears Tower, and he carried a kit including a protective mask, flashlight, and leather gloves every time he went to work in a Sears Tower.
Nice.
So those are the people that need to are the most at risk if you live and work in a major metropolitan area.
Smart man. Basically, what you're saying is we need to worry about nuclear possibly more than, I mean, if you're
nuclear
in the outskirts, outside a city, outside of suburbs, you wouldn't have to worry about that too much. I mean, it should always be in the back of your mind,
right,
to be prepared. But then the nuclear would probably be the one.
Well, you know, Paul, the threat of nuclear detonations is the 900-pound gorilla in the middle of the living room floor nobody wants to talk about. It's as far as Russian generals and Chinese generals are concerned, the use of nuclear weapons has always been thinkable, doable, and winnable. It's always been Russian doctrine and Chinese doctrine. It's never been part of American doctrine, but it's always been part of Russian and Chinese doctrine.
Yeah, but see, that's where I think we have to start changing their thought processes on that. Don't you agree?
Well, I agree, and I like the Swiss model. The Swiss model is to have shelters that can protect their entire population in the event of nuclear war. The Swiss model is the desirable model, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and which leads me to another question. Where I'm at right now, I am actually thinking about building a shelter.
Right.
I've actually gone on the web and saw some ideas, and I think the government has a brochure or so out actually building your shelters, the expedient shelters and the long-term shelters.
Well, the FEMA doesn't have those publications anymore unless they've changed something. If you go to Delta Press, you'll find some books that will be helpful.
Delta Press.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You've been very helpful, and it's really good to hear from someone that fellow comrade. And
well, Paul, keep listening and keep calling. We enjoy your call.
I sure enjoy chatting with you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. And we got Richard in Arizona. You're there, sir. Richard, speak up.
Okay, John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, on this vacuum packaging, you know these units that they sell in Costco and Sam's Club and all those that you
right.
can use at home? Would those
right.
be viable to store grains and so forth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here's what you need to be aware of, and that's the vulnerability of the packaging itself.
Okay.
So once you've packaged your grain, let's say you've packaged up some pinto beans in a plastic bag that's been vacuum packed, you have to make sure that the packaging doesn't come in contact with any sharp objects because it'll compromise that, and then all your work is for naught.
I hear you.
So after you vacuum pack it, I would put it inside 5-gallon buckets, perhaps, to protect the packaging from being damaged. And you also have to be concerned about rodents.
Okay.
Rodents can get through those plastic bags fairly easily, but they generally can't get through plastic buckets because they can't get their teeth around. You know, there's no 90-degree angles on these plastic
right.
buckets,
right.
Except the lids. The lids are extra thick.
Okay.
But so 5-gallon plastic buckets with a properly sealed lid. And once you've got your stuff, your grain inside these vacuum-packed bags, will go a long ways.
Okay, good.
And you're good to go. Or steel drums, as far as that goes, food-grade steel drums. You don't want to ever use a steel drum that's been used for any toxic material
All right.
for packaging food.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
I have a couple other questions for you. I'll
okay, we'll do the break. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February. I need to make this announcement before any more time gets away from me, and it's the special that Freeze Dry Guy is running. If you haven't got started, you need to. If you already have a food storage program, you need to supplement it, in my opinion. And this is a great way to do either. This is the variety case with Mountain Stew, Stroganoff Casserole, Fruit Cocktail, Potato Granules, Applesauce. Nice compact case suitable for long storage. We've got 103 cups servings plus 29 tablespoons of butter. Nitrogen packed. This stuff will last 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. All that for $62, which includes the shipping, or $166 for three cases with the shipping included as well.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Freeze Dry Guy has a website, freezedryguy.com. He has an 800 toll-free number. That's 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy is a friend. He's a sponsor on this show. He helps make all this possible. So give him a call and get his special, and you'll be glad you did. You still there, Richard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your question, please?
I'd like to get your opinion and pros and cons on the 76239 round.
There's no within its limitations. There's no cons at the 300 yards, which is the, in my opinion, the maximum effective range. Now, you and I are talking about something we know, but let's back up and let people know what we're talking about. The 7.62 by 39 is a com block round, the standard round in the Kalashnikov, the AK-47, the most prolific military weapon ever manufactured. Tens of millions, literally tens of millions, all over the planet. Within its limitations, it is perfectly good in terms of accuracy, stopping power. I've been shot at with this round. I never got hit. I've had friends that have been hit, and they've told me the effects are absolutely devastating. They managed to live and talk about it. But one guy, big, healthy Green Beret, he said, just picked him up and spun him around like he was a rag doll. One round in the abdomen. Picked him up and spun him around like he was a rag doll. Out the 300 yards, if that's the limitations you're prepared to live with, it is excellent. In eastern Missouri, where I am, it would be a great round because we've got thick brush, heavily wooded areas, and it would be quite fine. Out in the plains of Kansas and Montana and Utah and so forth, it would probably be marginal because of those much longer ranges you're going to run into. East of the Mississippi River, it's probably going to be fine because you've got usually fairly short ranges.
Okay. I appreciate it, Jen.
Okay.
That's what I need to know.
Okay. You're welcome, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome. And, of course, Richard's in Arizona. When was the last time you saw a tree in Arizona? Whoa, boy. It's a desert, and you've got long ranges. So, of course, there's built-up areas, and there's urban areas in Arizona as well. That AK round at 7.62 by 39 would do quite well in built-up or urban areas. Excellent round. This is a live call-in show, and the call number is 800-303-9443, 800-303-9443. We entertain your questions. We focus on preparedness. Ladies, if you got a question, don't hesitate to call in. I know you ladies are out there listening, and there's no such thing as a bad question. I was talking to a dear friend, and she's been involved in preparedness for a number of years, and she had not yet read my favorite book, Patriot, Surviving a Coming Collapse, and she was of the opinion that in a long-term survival situation that it would be the soldiers, the alpha males, who are going to be in most demand. And I tried to tell her, I said, no, dear, it will be people with everyday domestic skills, including the skills you have of maintaining a home, preparing excellent meals, child care, cleaning, things which the alpha males like myself will be helping with, by the way. I'm not too proud to wash dishes. Not at all. So I hope that helped her feel better about her skill level and what she's capable of contributing to any group effort. That was my goal, anyway, was to help her be more secure and more ready to jump in there and do what needed to be done without feeling like she wasn't adding to the group effort. So that was my goal there. Well, looking around here, it looks like we've got a overcast day and more rain on the way. It looked like it was going to be dry for a couple of days, but we got more rain on the way. And now we've got Bruce in Tennessee. Are you there, sir?
Hi, JR. It's Bruce.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today?
Oh, you had a lot of great helpful information today, and I want to try and get some more from you.
Okay, go ahead.
On communications, I know, like, for example, in the World Trade Center, some people came down and lived, and some waited or went up, and they didn't make it. And, I mean, communication's important. What do I need? What would you recommend that I should, starting with nothing, you know, work
which way? Okay. First of all, you want to be able to listen and hear two things. You want to hear all your – what county do you live in, Bruce?
I live down in Giles County.
Giles County. You want to be able to hear the Giles County Sheriff's Department, all the fire and emergency medical people in Giles County. You want to be able to hear the Tennessee Highway Patrol.
Yes, sir.
You want to be able to, if there's any local police departments near where you are, you want to be able to hear your local police departments. Now,
all right.
In addition, you're going to want to talk to the following people. You want to be able to talk to your loved ones and talk to your neighbors who you'll be relying on to help each other.
Right.
Now, how you do that, there's a number of ways to address that. A lot of people, especially older folks, they think, well, I'll get a CB radio. Well, that's only 5 watts.
Right.
5 watts is going to be very limiting. Ham radio equipment, on the other hand, can be 50, 75, 100 watts, and you can pretty much talk any place you want within reason. Line of sight, easily 20, 25 miles. With a CB radio, if you reach out 2 or 3 miles, you're doing good. So with ham radio equipment, you can talk to your friends and your loved ones and your people in your neighborhood there very effectively. Of course, they have to have the same equipment or nobody's going to talk to anybody. That's just not going to happen. And that's problematic. Do you have relatives that live close by, Bruce?
I don't right at this time. I have a son down in New Orleans, another one in Jackson, Mississippi, and hopefully they'll come back up to the country where they belong. But
I hope they do too. The only way you're going to talk with people that far away is with HF, most likely. You don't want to depend on satellite. Hams have gotten to where they're using satellites and all kinds of things, but that could be cut off in an emergency. But high frequency radio, ham radio, would allow you to do that. And of course, your sons would both have to have the same equipment to be able to talk back and forth. If you have neighbors, or you're out in the country where there's farms and ranches.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your neighbors would have to have the same equipment you do for all of you to talk. Now, does your sheriff have neighborhood watch or some kind of reserve auxiliary sheriff's department?
Yeah, they do up here. Yes, John.
Okay. Now, frequently there'll be somebody with the sheriff's department or maybe with your 911 people who's in charge of emergency preparedness for Giles County. There should be somebody with that job description. Find out who that person is and talk with them. They may have a sheriff's auxiliary. They may have a neighborhood watch. Some kind of mechanism and structure already in place for people to communicate and talk during an emergency. Or you may find a small group of local ham radio operators that are getting set up to prepare and deal with the emergencies. Do you have a Radio Shack nearby?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Talk to the man who runs the Radio Shack. He'll know all the hams. The hams come in there, even though I don't sell many ham radios at Radio Shack anymore. Ham radio operators are always in Radio Shack buying the bits and pieces they need to keep their equipment running. And the store manager will know who these people are, and he can introduce you to the ham radio operators, and there may be a ham club in your neighborhood also. Find out who these people are and talk to them. They'd be glad to share their information with you. Okay?
Okay, that'd be the skills. I'm working on that skill right now then.
Okay.
One other part, like now, how about like a walkie-talkie type or just to your neighbor's house, something with short range? Is there something like that?
Well, the hams can help you with that also. They call them handy-talkies. Walkie-talkie is kind of an antiquated term going back to the Korean War. You need to have standardization. Just buying a radio isn't going to work.
Right, that's right.
You need to figure out who you're going to talk to, and that's why I'm suggesting you work with the either Sheriff's Auxiliary or the Neighborhood Watch or Emergency Preparedness people for your county. It's either going to be part of the fire department or part of the Sheriff's Department, most likely. And find out who these people are. And they're more likely, Bruce, they're already getting this equipment. You need to find out what this equipment is and become part of a group that can communicate during an emergency. Okay?
All right. That sounds good. I'm on it, John. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Okay.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I hope I haven't missed somebody. We got Chris in California.
Hello, John.
Yes, Chris. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Well, these 5-gallon plastic buckets with the lids that you pound down with, the rubber mallet.
Yes, sir.
What about the diatomaceous earth? Do you take that loose, maybe 6 or 8 ounces, and put that in the bottom, and then you put your actual grain in, say, a Mylar liner?
No, I've done this. I've done this. My wife and I did this with about 2,000 pounds of grain. It took us an entire weekend. And first of all, you have to wear a protective mask, just a good quality dust mask. It doesn't have to be a gas mask. You don't want to get this stuff in your lungs. We need to back up a bit, and Chris, and tell people what diatomaceous earth is. Food-grade diatomaceous earth can be bought in 50 and 100-pound bags and so forth. It's actually microscopic fossilized ancient skeletons of things that lived in the ocean however long ago it was, thousands of years ago. You can ingest it. You can ingest small amounts, and it's actually healthy. It helps your digestion for human beings to eat it. But you don't want to breathe this stuff. It has incredibly microscopic sharp edges, and it will damage your lungs. Now, that said, here's how you do it. You mix 1 cup per 5-gallon bucket. You have to mix it thoroughly in with the grain, not put it at the bottom. It won't work unless it's mixed in with the grain, coating the grain to the best of your ability. At the end of this weekend, Chris, we looked like living examples of the Pillsbury Doughboy. We recovered. Oh, it was funny. We recovered head to toe in diatomaceous earth. It gets in your hair, gets on your clothes. It's a mess.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Is it pool grade? It's not pool grade that you get from the pool store, is it?
No, it's. There is such a thing as food grade.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know what the difference is, but I want to. If you're going to mix it with food, I'd want the food grade, not the pool grade. The pool grade is used for swimming pool filters.
Yeah.
And because you're going to be eating this stuff, you're going to mix it with your grain. You're going to be eating it. You want food-grade diatomaceous earth. That's what you want. It's not terribly expensive. You can get a really big bag for not a whole lot of money.
Okay. What about the Mylar? Are they Mylar bags? Say you
Mylar
get,
bag. I've stored a lot of grain in Mylar bags. It's excellent. It's very compact because this stuff will. You can eliminate almost all the dead airspace. Pack together a lot of grain in a very compact space with Mylar bags.
So the diatomaceous really takes the air and the moisture away from the grain. Is that it?
No. There'll be whatever moisture content there is going to be packed in with it. The air won't matter. If you just push down the bag and seal it, most of the air will be out. The diatomaceous earth takes care of it. The air won't matter. Because the diatomaceous earth will kill any living organism, any little bugs. Let me back up a moment. Grains will have what it takes for insects to insect larvae. Grains will have insect larvae in it. And what the diatomaceous earth does is kill the insects once they mature and come out as insects.
Great, I got it. So it's 1 cup, mixed it in with the grain, and
right.
Make sure it's food grade.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks for breaking that down, John. God
okay.
bless you.
You're welcome. Good luck, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thomas, do we still have somebody on hold? We don't. Okay. this is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 25th of February, 2007, and we're just getting into all kinds of minutiae. Of preparedness and these little details that come with many years of having been there and done that. I hope to soon have a new book on my website, John Wesley Rawls' new edition of Patriots. I think he's shortened the title now, he's just calling it Patriots. I need to get Mr. Rawls on my show and interview him. It's been a number of years since I've talked to Jim and see how he's doing. He's got another book out I'm real interested in as well. I'll be talking to my webmaster, and we'll get this book in inventory, and hopefully within a week or two,
to have it ready to sell to you guys out there, and you can incorporate it into everything you're doing. The new edition has two new chapters. The previous edition, Patriot Surviving the Coming Collapse, was going for as much as $200 on eBay used. It's a lot for a paperback novel. That's a lot of money for a 200-page paperback novel. And we've got Mike in Missouri. You're there, sir.
How are you?
Speak up. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. I got two questions for you. One's on the physical survival, and I mentioned the importance of having a strong spiritual base for survival, period. First question is... Great. Okay. The first question is about the water filters. I know that the Berkey's got a great reputation, but if we're out there in the field, if we're on foot and we're being mobile, what about iodine?
Well, hold on. We got a break. Stay tuned, Mike. We got a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. Mike, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about field expedient water purification, and we'll start real. Keep it real simple. Let's say you've When I go out in the bush, I have 2 1-quart canteens and 1 canteen cup. and I try to have a water filter with me. But let's say I don't. Let's say I lost it, it got broken, whatever. I may still have my coffee, my paper coffee filters. And I can do this. I can stuff a paper filter down to the top of the canteen a little bit, and then carefully pour water from a stream, hopefully a moving stream, or a pond, second choice, with my canteen cup into the canteen. And then, if I've got iodine, like you say, one or two drops of iodine, or a couple of drops of chlorine bleach, unscented chlorine bleach, will purify that water and should make it drinkable, assuming there's no toxic substances in that water or something of that nature. So sure, okay. Iodine is okay. Pure chlorine bleach it's unscented. Now you can get a little brown bottle with an eyedropper from a pharmacy or a good most pharmaceutical stores you'd be able to get that, and you can do this yourself. Just get unscented chlorine bleach, and all it takes is a drop. Normally, one drop's good for a gallon, so one drop in a 1-quart canteen is more than enough.
Great. Okay. Great. Okay. And yeah. I have one last question. If on a spiritual level, have you heard of the company Somark Innovations in St. Louis? The reason I ask, there's a lot of articles on the internet right now, computer and science magazines, about the possibility of maybe the UPC code being stamped or sort of laser tattooed on even the soldiers.
Yeah. Well, there's Bruce Willis was starring in a film, was it The 13th Monkey, where he had a UPC code tattooed on the back of his neck. Anything's possible. The UPC code does use 666 for its outside left, outside right, and middle markers. And my pastor in the First Baptist Church of St. Louis, Pastor Billingsley, pointed that out in public presentations several times, how 666 is the boundaries of the UPC code. I'm not familiar with the company you're talking about. Having that kind of identifier on troops is certainly the direction this is headed, as a visible tattoo, or a tattoo that can only be seen with infrared, or a subdermal RFID chip. There's lots of possibilities.
Do you see that something being something that would be enforced under a martial law scenario?
That would be difficult. A lot of people would resist that and resist it with deadly force if necessary. We're already going to a national ID card. The driver's license is quickly becoming the national ID card because of standardization procedures going on. And that will probably be as far as it goes. There will be a lot of resistance up to and including violent physical resistance to any kind of thing attached to your body. We're out of time, Mike. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, I had fun, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you did. Check out my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll be glad you did. Everybody be safe and have a great week, and God bless America.